A medal, a memory, a Marine. The last flight of Major Everett McPherson. Story by Lance Corporal Claire Cheney for the Marine Forces Reserve, MARFOR's Marine Support Facility, New Orleans. Nearly 6 decades after his aircraft went down over the South China Sea, Major Everett McPherson's courage in the skies has finally been recognized. In a ceremony filled with solemn reflection and pride, the Marine Corps posthumously awarded McPherson the Distinguished Flying Cross, one of the nation's highest decorations for heroism in aerial flight. The ceremony brought together Marines, veterans, and McPherson's family, including his brothers Raymond and Alan, and his sisters Mary Lou, Faye, and Kay, to honor a Marine who gave everything in service to his country and his comrades. "Combat pilots are by definition courageous," said Lieutenant General Leonard F. Anderson IV, commander of Marine Forces Reserve and Marine Forces South, "but only the most courageous of those earn this medal." Major McPherson's actions reflect that rare combination of heroism and extraordinary achievement that defines the Distinguished Flying Cross. McPherson grew up in North Carolina, where his quiet confidence and athletic talent set him apart from an early age. A gifted sportsman and natural leader, he balanced his studies with a desire to serve, joining the Marine Corps Reserve while pursuing college. When the call came for Vietnam, he didn't hesitate. He traded the classroom for the cockpit. McPherson was assigned to Marine Composite Reconnaissance Squadron 1, VMCJ-1, Marine Aircraft Group 11, 1st Marine Aircraft Wing. The unit flew the EF-10B Sky Knight, an electronic warfare jet designed to jam enemy radar and disrupt communications, a vital but often unseen mission that protected strike aircraft during attacks on enemy positions. On a mission west of Nha Hung, North Vietnam, in 1966, McPherson's Sky Knight was struck by a surface-to-air missile. Despite catastrophic damage to the aircraft, he managed to eject. Tragedy struck again moments later when his parachute failed to deploy. His co-pilot also was lost. For years, the fate of the crew remained uncertain, and McPherson was listed as missing in action. He was later promoted to Major in recognition of his service and sacrifice. "His mission required not just skill but nerve," said Anderson. "He flew willingly into the most heavily defended skies in the world to protect others. That is the essence of heroism." For McPherson's family, the loss defined generations of quiet remembrance. His brothers and sisters carried his memory through decades of uncertainty. Raymond McPherson, who also served in the U.S. Navy, stood beside his siblings as they accepted the medal on Everett's behalf. The family's presence at the ceremony symbolized both grief and pride, a reminder that the cost of service reverberates through time, but so too does the honor. First authorized by Congress in 1926, the Distinguished Flying Cross recognizes heroism or extraordinary achievement while participating in aerial flight. For aviators like Major McPherson, those words represent the highest ideals of Marine aviation: skill, courage, and an unwavering commitment to mission and country. "The Distinguished Flying Cross is not just a medal," said Anderson. "It's a testament to those who push the limits of what's humanly possible in defense of freedom." Major McPherson's name now stands proudly among them. Major McPherson's story continues to inspire Marines of every generation. His life stands as a testament to the quiet resilience and unyielding bravery of those who take to the skies in defense of others. "His courage and sense of duty will live on in every Marine aircrew who launches into harm's way," Anderson said. "He reminds us why we fly and what it means to be a Marine." Nearly 6 decades later, Major Everett McPherson's mission is complete. His valor, long recorded in the skies of Vietnam, now shines brightly in the history of the United States Marine Corps. "Though he was lost to the sea," Anderson said, "Major McPherson's spirit will forever soar. His legacy belongs not only to his family but to the generations of Marines who follow his example, steadfast, loyal, and forever faithful. Semper Fidelis."